Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
Are you a thermometer or a thermostat at work? Let me rephrase that. Do you only observe a workplace culture, or do you actually influence and adjust it? Certainly, just as a thermometer measures the temperature in a room, a thermostat actively changes it. A thermometer is affected by the room's temperature, while a thermostat can adjust and regulate it based on its programming. Now, this concept kind of intrigues me when I think about people in the workplace. Like you, I'm sure, I've encountered both thermometers and thermostats among my colleagues. See, negative individuals often have a very keen sense of a bad workplace culture. They can accurately gauge the temperature, so to speak. Typically, it feels cold to them, yet they can only manage to make it colder. These people often act like it's someone else's responsibility to raise the temperature, constantly pointing fingers and forgetting that when they do, one finger may point outward while the rest point back at themselves. Their criticism actually makes them even colder. Now, this lack of personal responsibility and accountability is evident in various workplaces. For instance, I recently attended a business dinner where a local politician, all puffed up with his own importance, about to term out after many years of supposed service, actually spent most of his speech complaining and joking about those in power in his home state. One could say he's an accurate thermometer, or one could conclude he's been an out-of-order thermostat for far too long. Though elected to influence the temperature for his customers, the constituents, he seems to have made very little effort, in my opinion, to do so. I actually found his record over the last 20 years as unimpressive as those individuals in real workplaces who complain without contributing positively. Could he really not have achieved anything other than be comped at very expensive dinners, just pointing fingers while laughing at others? One of the best thermostats I ever worked with was a guy called Gordon. He was a breath of fresh air in our worldwide headquarters, where I collaborated with him in an international hotel company. Gordon was consistently positive, efficient in his work, and never complained about his workload, despite carrying a substantial amount on his shoulders. In meetings, he was always punctual and had a reputation for following through on commitments made at the boardroom table, unlike some who wasted hours while someone else took minutes. Yes, Gordon was undoubtedly a thermostat. He illuminated the room and we all felt better in his presence. Gordon adhered to high principles, never working on weekends, holding his family in the highest regard, investing in his exercise routine, and speaking fondly of his Sunday mornings at a sacred place in his village where bells had tolled for generations before him. When he brought this centeredness and calmness to us on Monday mornings, the thermostat within him warmed us well. And what I find most disheartening is when certain individuals join a lukewarm culture. Not only are they merely thermometers reading the low temperature in the room, but over time, they exasperate the situation by bringing the temperature even lower. See, it's their gossip, their laziness, and their lack of personal responsibility. It actually decreases energy levels by a few degrees. They may have thought they were building rapport by being as negative as others, but in reality, they lower customer satisfaction scores, they increase expenses, and actually cause sales to decline. Thermometers that also act as coolants are always on the lookout for a new job, either due to layoffs or the risk thereof. So consider this. Whether you're an employee, an entrepreneur, a volunteer, or a friend, a family member, or even a politician, are you a thermometer or a thermostat? I'm certain that our world needs many more thermostats. I believe our workplaces in particular will always benefit from individual thermostats, just like Gordon. And one of the wonderful attributes of humans is that our future doesn't have to be the same as our past. We've got freedom of choice to change in the present, like today. Yes, it's useful to know how to read the temperature, but today would be a great day to warm up others because it gets really cold sometimes in this world, especially in the working world.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.